Welcome back. One of my favorite people and someone who is so passionate about Chicago, mostly all elements of Chicago, is Margie Lawrence, a brilliant visual artist. Margie, how are you? And thanks for coming on, and I hope I'm not dragging you away from the Academy Awards.
Well, I had to turn it off.
Well, was it any good?
I could talk to you.
Well, give me, all right, well, give me your, how has it been so far? Exciting? I think they get more boring every year, frankly.
Well, it wasn't as political as I thought, but, you know, I go for the glam and people misbehaving.
Well, that's what I like to see, too. Margie, you have a new, your latest exhibition is at the Second Story Studio, 2251 West Devon. It opens on March 31st and runs through May 5th. It is called Baseball and Blues Portraits. You get better. Your website is amazing, and you seem to get you seem to grow as an artist. Do you sense that too, Margie? I know you've studied, and I know you painted, but with each passing painting or series of paintings, do you feel a sense of growth as an artist?
Well, I always give myself a challenge with every piece I do. And hopefully I conquer that challenge, and with it is growth and progress. I'm my worst self-critic,
yeah,
as we all are.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see the growth you see.
Well, but one of the things, too, that I've ever found intriguing about your work, you're a child who grew up in the very close vicinity to Wrigley Field and would go but, you know, the great thing, you went to games, you know, not the same era as I did, a little after me, but at a time when the game was somehow purer, and I think the players were almost more accessible. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't as I know the Ricketts won the World Series, and I know that was a big deal for you. But there was something a little, you know, sort of homier about the whole experience when we went to games when we were kids. That's how you could fall in love with it.
Well, there were 3,000 people at the ballpark.
Yeah. Now, who were, I know that among your all-time favorites were the great Ryne Sandberg and the also great Ron Santo. Those were two of your...
Paul and Sandberg. Well, yeah. And then there's Mr. Banks.
Of course. Well, and you have one of the interesting things, too. You say... And you've told me that your first memory of baseball is kind of sitting around with members of your family on a TV?
Yes.
Okay, take me back to that. It was in the early 60s. And what were you folks doing?
Well, it was the high holidays, and rather than going to Temple, we were watching the World Series and missing Sandy Koufax.
Yeah.
So the next day when the holiday was over, we were all gathered in front of the television. There was like 20 of us.
Oh, wow.
And it was like the first portable TV.
Oh.
So we rolled it out into the living room because the family room wouldn't hold all of us. And I was watching Sandy Koufax.
Well, it was easy to fall in love with Sandy Koufax, I got to tell you. Not only was he... a great pitcher, but he was also incredibly cool. You fell hook, line, and sinker for baseball so much that you played baseball, and I think it's a sort of tragedy that at the time, you know, young women were not allowed to play Little League.
Oh, no. Plus, I took a line drive to the face, and...
From one
my
of those.
Mother liked my nose the way it was.
How did you? I know you spent a lot of time in Chicago theater, and then what brought you, Margie Lawrence, to the Art Institute to study? I mean, had you been drawing and doing things throughout your young life, and you thought?
No, my parents were artists.
Right.
So I grew up with them. and that environment. And as a theater major, we all had to take set design.
Oh, right. Sure.
And I got offered a scholarship to Yale, but it was for set design, not acting.
Yeah. Huh. And then
I got a full scholarship to the School of the Art Institute.
Now,
so that's how I ended up there.
Did you like the School of the Art Institute?
Well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm. Yes, why, and no why. Yeah.
Yes, why, because it gave me access to computers.
Mm-hmm.
When computers were nascent, they were brand new. It was 1988.
Sure.
So anybody could use it, was a magician, and got paid a lot of money.
Right, right.
Those old key line and paste-up guys did not like me.
I'll bet. What about when you were hooked on baseball and players and portraits of players? Did the, I'm going to call them professors or teachers at the Art Institute, what did they think of that? You would think at some point they might think, well, that's not rarefied enough, or that's not.
You mean the arty farty?
Yeah, I mean the arty farty. What would they say when you'd say, here is my portrait of the great Ernie Banks? They probably, half these people didn't even know who Ernie Banks was. You know what I mean?
No. Everybody loved the Cubs.
Even the professors?
Especially the professors. Carl Wilstrom, who's a very famous artist, has done museum-quality images of Harry Carey and the Cubs.
Sure. Sure.
You know, so they didn't mind it at all.
And they certainly encouraged you to do it. What is it, Margie, you've done so many interesting pieces of old ballplayers who you obviously never saw in your life, such as Ted Williams and Josh Gibson and Bob Feller and, you know, I know that that Jackie Robinson is a special hero of yours. What draws you as an artist to those people? I mean, some of it is the history of them in the game, but other things must be the sort of physicality of some of those players. I think, especially.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, see, I have to work from obviously photographs.
Sure.
And so that is what intrigues me initially, is the image that I see, and then I learn about the player.
And what? And obviously, someone like you have a Ted Williams intrigues you. I mean, some of your recent work of Ted Williams is all of your work is stunning and striking, but your stuff of Ted Williams is really something special, don't you think?
Oh. I love Ted Williams. Before I was like, who's this handsome guy? Because, you know, I'm a gal, so I look at him like that. And then I realized, oh, my God, this guy was like a great baseball player. And I was bringing this up to my dear old mom, who had told me a story that she had met him and she had a Me Too moment with old Teddy Baseball.
Really? What did
he
do? What did he do?
Well, he was a little grabby.
Wow. I'll bet a lot of guys in those days in that sport were a little grabby.
Well, if you saw my mom, you would understand.
I'm sure I would. You also, for this show, and the show, you can go to Margie's website and see her work and even buy it there. Margie, M-A-R-G-I, Lawrence, LAWRENCE.com. It's a great...
Actually, it's Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E.
Yeah, M-A-R-G-I-E, LAWRENCE. This show, the show that is opening late March, and I'm going to replay this closer to the date of the opening of the show. It opens on March 31st and runs through May 5th at the Second Story Studio at 2251 West Devon, where you have you have shown before. This is a combination of your baseball portraiture and your blues portraiture, which is equally stunning. When did you dive into the blues so passionately?
Well, I've always liked the blues. I grew up listening to the blues. My family, my mother especially, had brought in records of blues artists. My father grew up listening to gospel music, and he took me to see Aretha Franklin.
Oh, wow.
And I have a friend who's a manager of many blues artists here in town. And, you know, you got easy access to a lot of these people. And I've been going to the clubs for the last 40 years.
Yeah, well, you do a remarkable job of capturing, I think, the energy of Chicago blues. You also seem to have pretty good access. And then one image that struck me is Chris Bryant. I mean, obviously, members of the Cubs, as corporate as they can be now, they still must know you and respect you, don't they, Margie?
Well, I don't know if they know who I am.
They should know who you are. They should.
Well, you have their number?
I'll get in touch with them. I'll send that stuff over. Margie, you are really one of a kind, and you are a great artist. And anybody who goes,
thank you.
You know I feel that way. Anybody who goes to your website will see your work. And one of the things about it is you're certainly passionate. You still go to many Cub games?
I used to go to 45 games a year, and in 98 I went to every home game.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that was the year Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire
went crazy. Well, you must have had your heart broken in 1969, didn't you?
Oh, please.
Yeah, who didn't? But you also must have had your heart jump into your throat 2 years ago when they won the World Series. Can you
it
even?
It was a religious experience.
I think it was for everybody. Margie, go back and watch the Oscars. It's great talking to you, and I'll replay this.
Thank you.
And we'll talk closer to the show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Margie Lawrence, her latest exhibition is titled Baseball and Blues Portraits. It opens Saturday, March 31st at the Second Story Studio at 2251 West Devon, and it runs all the way through Saturday, May 5th. That would be the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, of baseball season. Baseball season starts in early April, so nothing better to get than one of her fantastic portraits of ballplayers in action. She brings a lot of passion, or blues men, and it's always blues season in Chicago. Margie, it's always great to talk to you. Go back and watch the Academy Awards. I really appreciate
okay.
it. All right,
bye.
Honey. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. She's great. She's one of a kind. We're going to take some commercials, and then I've allowed Audrey Mumpower to play an Irish song because St. Patrick's Day is coming up.